You're listening to Parents, You've Got This, the expert guide to parenthood.
The complete guide to pregnancy, birth, baby and parenthood. This podcast is brought to you by Parents, You've Got This and proudly supported by Mestella. Mestella is a natural origin skincare for babies and children, recommended by healthcare professionals. Mestella by Parents' Side since 1950.
Sending your child off to childcare for the first time is really quite daunting. Having gone through the transition ourselves several times, we know just how you feel. But don't worry, today we have got the expert here to share her top tips and tricks to make sure your transition to childcare is as smooth as possible.
Thank you so much today to our expert guest, Dr. Deirdre Bradner, who is our paediatric psychologist expert. Dee works across a whole range of topics and issues with families and their little ones from when they're really little right up to the age of 18. She's also a frequent guest presenter on various media outlets, so you may recognise her face. And we are so lucky to have her as part of the Parents You've Got This expert team. Dee, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So I think when we think about childcare, one thing parents don't really realise is how early you need to get your child on those childcare lists.
It seems really daunting, but you actually need to think about that as soon as you fall pregnant. If your intention is to go back to work, you know, within the next year, 2 years, we know that those spots fill up really quickly. So I would suggest, daunting as it might seem, think about it once you're pregnant.
It's hard, isn't it? Because you just don't want to jinx it, but at the same time, you don't want to, you know, miss out. How do you go about choosing the right centre, Dee? What are some of the things that are really important for parents to look at?
I think that use your network. If you've got other friends and family who live in the same area you do, or have children attend child centres close to your work, let them give you some advice about what they've found useful. I think word of mouth is really great, but otherwise, do your due diligence. Go and visit the centres. Ask questions like staff ratios, staff turnover, look at things like facilities and also things like nutrition and communication between parents and staff.
And I think childcare is such a transition for both the parents and the child, you know, especially if you've been together for so long in that, you know, parental leave times. Do you have any tips around the transition?
Look, I think the idea of preparing early, so it's great to spend some time where your little one can be separate from you, so whether that's with, you know, a friend or a family member, so they can get used to being away from you. The other thing is having good routines, and sometimes if there's going to be an imminent start at childcare, start having your day following like a childcare day where there's a similar routine.
That's a great tip, Dee. With the transition and actually getting your child in the zone for childcare, do we just do it at the time, or what would the things be that we might put in place? Do we just do it, you know, the first day we drop them off and they're there for 9 hours? Are there any ways that we can actually help to ease the transition beyond looking after their day at home and mirroring things at home?
And look, what you mentioned there, Freya, is really important, because that that trust in a situation and a setting needs to come from us and be communicated with our child. So if you've got a young child, we do recommend it's adaption to a setting and then separation. So for the first couple of weeks, for a young child, it's good for you to spend some time in the centre with your child, so that then they begin to trust the setting. And then the next stage is leaving them there, often the trickiest, but our children do cope. And so looking at it from that two-step approach.
And do you, if they're a baby, do you tell them that they're going to childcare? Like, how do you communicate with them? Do you have a map or some photos of childcare?
Oh, look, I love what you've said. Using visuals and photos is really important, because as adults, we spend too much time using words, and it's much better to have either photos of the centre, walking past the centre, and not making it something that's just on a busy part of a day. So if you live close by, or even if you don't, drive your car there, pop your little one in the pusher and walk past. If you can see the playground, if you can see the sandpit, and talk about, this is childcare and you'll get to go there and there'll be lots of activities for you to do.
That's so lovely, Dee. That's really true. It's all about the positivity, isn't it? I think they feel so much of what we're feeling. So, yeah, no, that's really lovely. I think one of the things, and it can be, as Christy said, just as hard for us parents as for our little ones to actually separate. Do you have any tips for parents who, you know, they might have been, like Christy said, with their little one nonstop? How do we prepare them for the actual separation part? And what tips and tricks work well in your experience to try and ease that?
I think as a parent, it's checking in on our own emotions. There's a lot of anxiety around this, and that's absolutely normal. Please keep in mind, though, that at one point in your life, you are going to have to be separated from your little one. And to be honest with you, it doesn't get any easier, whether it's 6 months, 2 years, or 5 years. So starting to play games like hide and seek, getting them used to being away from you and then coming back in. So that's really good for little ones. Having transition items that go from childcare to home, back and forth, and familiarity. Don't have childcare clothes or the childcare bag or the childcare lunchbox. Have that as part of their normal day-to-day. So they begin to trust that this is what I wear to childcare, but it's also what I wear when I go to the park with mum. And it's the same bag that I take. So bridging the gap between home and childcare is super important.
Yeah, that's great advice. I remember role-playing with my little ones, you know, with their dolly, saying, okay, dolly's now going to go off to childcare, you know, and, oh, I don't want to go to childcare, you know, oh, it's okay, you know, today you're going to be doing these things, oh, now I'm having a good time, you know, and I sort of found as a parent that really helped with us because we had a lot of, you know, separation anxiety. Can you talk a little bit more about what parents do if their child has extreme separation anxiety?
Look, I think we know that separation anxiety is actually a developmental process. So, you know, we can expect that children will go through this. So please, as a parent, don't feel that, you know, what am I doing to my child if they're upset at drop-off? So the idea is that we need to mirror that we're confident with the situation, that we're confident that childcare is a positive place to be. Don't make statements that, come on, childcare is fun, you're going to have a wonderful time today, because you're forcing your emotions onto them. It's better to say, and you mentioned it before, Christy, when you talk about role playing, focus on the activities. When we go to childcare today, I wonder what the first area in the room you're going to play with is. And so really focusing on the doing rather than the emotions. Keep separation brief. I know we feel that like, 5 extra hugs and kisses are going to make it easier. It's not. Remember, we can expect they'll be upset when we're leaving, but when we're gone, that's the most important aspect of how your child's coping. So keeping good communication with the staff, how is my child coping 15 minutes after drop-off, half an hour drop-off? That's a much better gauge of their ability to adapt.
Why is it that some children are upset when mum or dad or their carer comes to pick them up?
That is really common, and particularly when they've had busy days, because what happens is most of that big emotion is around decompressing. So it's about they've had a busy day, lots going on, and they don't know what to do with it. It's how they express their emotions through those big feelings. And look, sometimes it's a bit tricky as a parent because we're thinking, I only get to see them. Tears that drop off, tears that pick up. But we can remind ourselves of had a good experience during the day. And it's actually really normal. Transitions are hard. So having something, a nice routine that you sing a song when you walk back to the car, or you have their favourite Bluey playlist on when you're driving home, or you have a special snack, can be a really lovely way to manage that transition.
And does it take a long time for them to get used to being in a new place, or, you know, what should parents expect?
It's absolutely, children, depending on their age, can take a long time to settle in. So it's very, very normal that between 5 to 6 weeks we're still experiencing distress at drop-off. Sometimes we can have periods where it's all going brilliantly and we're patting ourselves on the back, and then it all falls apart. And that's also really normal, because that can be something that's happening in their thinking, maybe changes at childcare or changes at home that can interrupt, you know, that flow of things going well. So don't be alarmed if there is some regression in their settling into childcare. Very, very normal.
How do you suggest parents cope with the dreaded childcare illness and sickness? It can feel like such a roundabout. No sooner is the snot dried up than it's back again, or it's gastro. And then, of course, it seeps through the entire family. What would your tips be on how to deal with that?
I think acknowledging as a parent, it's difficult, but it's expected. And unfortunately, any parent will tell you, and any paediatrician or doctor will tell you, that we see the same experience in children's health whenever they're exposed to new environments in close proximity. So, you know, if children haven't done childcare or kindy, they'll still have that experience when they go to school. And often we find that, you know, you would have this experience of children at school bringing home a lovely new virus to spread with your little ones.
Yes.
So it is about understanding that, unfortunately, it is a phase we have to navigate. But we do know that in time, their immune systems do strengthen. And I promise you, when they get to years 5 and 6, they might be doing this.
Little ones often go from like quite a quiet environment if they're, you know, with a stay-at-home parent, and then they go into a really busy, noisy childcare full of activities. Their day may be really different to what they're used to. Have you got any tips around helping your child adjust?
Making sure that there's a bridge between home and childcare is really helpful. So having sometimes the same toys that are at childcare, finding out what books they're reading at childcare, having the same songs at childcare, so that we can give them a little bit of the childcare busy experience at home, but without overwhelming them. And I think being guided by their interests, asking the educators, you know, what is my child drawn to during the day, and how can I match that at home so that we can help them manage both the home setting and the childcare setting.
Our little ones can be so tired after a day at childcare. What strategies can we look to put in place to help them to manage that and to recover ready for the next day?
So I think parents' number one tip, reduce expectation. I know you want to find out what they've been up to, you want to spend lots of time cuddling, but guess what? They need an early bedtime, they need a streamlined dinner, and if you have to have some evenings where there's not a bath or shower, trust me, your child will survive. Better to have a well-rested child for the next day than putting our own needs first, wanting to spend time with them.
That's so true. I used to, you know that they're going to be really tired and say, okay, it's just going to write it off. All the emotions from childcare are going to come out onto me, and we're just going to do something that's really quiet at home, opposed to, you know, keeping them in really busy activities, you know, on the days when they weren't at childcare.
Yep, so important.
Thank you so much, Dee, for sharing your wisdom and expertise today about this transition. I think it's just helping so many parents to feel that much more at ease and relaxed, and to have some strategies up their sleeve as well to know how they can navigate this transition.
Happy to share the information.
A huge thanks to Mustela for sponsoring this episode. After a big day at childcare, there is nothing more relaxing and fun for your little one than a soak in the tub. Try Mustela's multi-sensory bubble bath that not only cleanses but also helps to stimulate the senses with its bubbles, unique colour, and of course the iconic Mustela fragrance. Mustela is our family's favourite.
You've been listening to the Expert Guide to Parenthood, and never forget, parents, you've got this.
The information provided in this podcast is general in nature and is intended to support, not replace, a discussion with your doctor or healthcare professional. Parents, You've Got This take no responsibility for any medical decisions made by individuals based on the information provided in this podcast.
Join a Parents You've Got This masterclass today to be prepared, excited, and educated
for pregnancy, birth, baby, and parenthood.
Visit www.parentsyouvegotthis.com.au
and sign up for a masterclass today.